Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. Welcome. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, and Right Fit, sports and wellness. I wanted to mention to everybody again, I'm excited about being part of Bruce Merrin's Celebrity Speakers Bureau. Bruce is a legend. He's celebrating his 46th year. I think he's represented everybody from Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali to so many different celebrities. Go to Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. Got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Matt Volk, he's a regenerative sports medicine specialist with the Illinois Sports Medicine and Regenerative Therapeutics Institute. Smart. He returns. And then Radoslaw Radojczak, we're just going to get that one right. He's the director of Poland's famous War Claw Zoo, and they're sponsoring their annual health and fitness-related Wild Run Virtual Run Walk for health and awareness. Then the sports doctor's in. Let's welcome Dr. Matt Vogt back to the sports doctor. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Give us some background on you. Leading into your institute?
Sure. I'm a family medicine physician, residency-trained family medicine. But prior to that, I did 3 years in orthopedic surgery. And during that time, I found that a lot of the patients that we saw, just they were not surgical candidates, or they didn't have issues that were surgical in nature. And there really wasn't too much done for these patients. A lot of patients, they did go to physical therapy, and you know, quite often they were told, "Well, come back when the pain's bad enough." And these patients had real pain, but it's more soft tissue related, and you know, things that may not have been related to what was seen on the X-ray. And then there are other patients that they just weren't surgical candidates, and so. You know, so I found that there's this kind of a void, a need that wasn't being met with these patients, that they weren't surgical patients, but there was nothing else being done other than maybe a steroid injection that over a long period of time could do more harm than good, piqued my interest, and eventually I left orthopedic surgery and went on to do finish my training in family medicine and did a sports medicine fellowship. There was a non-operative fellowship, and it was really during this time that I came across regenerative medicine, and that's kind of the story. I was able to open up my own practice 5 years ago, or just about 5 years ago now. And really, my passion is treating patients, orthopedic patients, non-operatively, in this new field of interventional orthopedics, if you want to call it that.
Dr. Matt, for decades on my show, The Sports Doctor, 95% of sports injuries aren't surgical. The
sure.
vast majority of injuries and problems are mechanical. They're overuse. They're repetitive motion injuries, et cetera, et cetera. And we've long had good success with the combination of, the physical therapy, proper diagnosis. Sometimes, in our culture, it's either a pill or an injection, or sometimes, again, surgery. And a lot of my colleagues in chiropractic and allopathic medicine also really got very, very involved. But the regenerative medicine side of it, with all of the discussion of things like stem cells and, protein-rich plasma and some of these other treatments, I think it really, really had tremendous interest. So when you're talking regenerative medicine, define it for us. Are you talking about, again, with the stem cells and these other kinds of biologics?
So, I mean, that's part of it. Stem cells are, a part that's really being, studied more and more daily, and the FDA is having more and more say what can be done and what can't be done, and I think that's appropriate. But when I think of regenerative medicine and the meaning of regenerative medicine, I think, what are we doing to get this tissue to heal on its own? How are we helping this tissue out without doing something that's invasive and altering the tissue in any way, but essentially giving it a boost to heal on its own. And sometimes that's diet. Sometimes it's...
I'll tell you what it's a lot of times. It's alignment. It's biomechanics. It's one of the reasons that in the world of sports medicine where... I'm singing the song all the time, the foot bone's connected to the... When I have figure skaters doing triple jumps and running jumping athletes, and they've got one leg longer than another, they've got flat feet, they have high arches, all contribute to the wear and tear that go into some of these overuse and repetitive motion injuries. Of course, I'm prejudiced over here when we're talking about that role and the idea of, again, strengthening and paying big attention to postural alignment. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, see what topics, who are the guests, from local guests to national guests to international guests on a myriad of, again, sports medicine, fitness, wellness-related topics. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read about a lot of the excitement with the new MVP Parent magazine, and my sports doctor is in columns with them, and an endless array of articles on so many different topics, including one of my most famous, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. You can check that out. Lots, tens of thousands of followers on Twitter and LinkedIn. We get so many guests from those vehicles. You go over at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, talking with Dr. Matt Vogt. He's a local guy here in regenerative medicine, talking about non-surgical means of dealing with all sorts of problems. Now, you guys also use a lot of different modalities, lasers, other kinds of things, don't you, to try to enhance healing?
Well, the biggest thing that I use on a daily basis with multiple patients is shockwave, and that's both radial shockwave and focused shockwave. Other names that are becoming more popular is extracorporeal pulse activation therapy and extracorporeal shockwave therapy. So radial when we talk about shockwave, we're talking about a sound wave that's created that penetrates into the tissue and essentially does a myriad of things, but ultimately is increasing blood flow to the tissue.
Yeah, it's
helps
a healer.
To relax. Exactly, yeah. It helps
to
promote healing.
The podiatry profession is with my namesake, Lowell Jr., lectured internationally on extracorporeal shockwave for plantar fasciitis and heel problems. And it definitely is one of these safe, everybody, no side effects, it's not medicine, ways of enhancing healing when somebody might be sitting there with Dr. Matt, saying that, can you get me better yesterday, right?
right. Well, that's interesting. So it was Dr. Lowell Sr. that referred me my first shockwave patient. And this is going back 6+ years ago. And this was a gentleman from Indiana that came to Chicago for shockwave therapy. And he sought out the Weill Institute. And I happen to be...
Yeah, he's my namesake.
I happen to be the sports
Lowell
guy.
Lowell and I would argue all the time. He's older than me. We would argue all the time who was more famous. stuff with
sure.
the Bears.
Sure.
Lowell was one of the world's leading surgical and sports medicine podiatrists. Absolutely.
Sure.
He was with the Bears for years and the White Sox. But again, the idea of the shockwave therapy, which is for the most part not uncomfortable, And is that something you find you use all over the body with the joints?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I do. And it's just it really, really is a tremendous attribute to my clinic. Sometimes I will do platelet-rich plasma first and follow up with shockwave. Quite often I can do shockwave by itself and get tissue to heal on its own with that. So
you know, in the wild world of side effects to everything, to say the least, with all of the different medications, and like you're talking about protein-rich plasma, which is you're actually taking cells from someone's own body. And then, you know, re-injecting that solution back into the body, which is, you know, just never there's a side effect. What's the best website people can find out about you and the Smart World, the clinic?
Sure, the smartinst.com. That's our website, and we have plenty of information there. As long as I've been doing Shockwave, I don't have that on the website, so that's got to get on there as soon as possible. But,
hey, we're giving you the impetus,
the
right. You know, get them moving.
Exactly.
And again, the world of enhancing, strengthening everything, you know, in the world of youth sports, which we specialize so much here on the Sports Doctor in so many different areas, and the tremendous world of overkill and overuse and just too much and the repetitive motion problems. Kids 12 years old, he's, you know, hitting 1,000 balls a week on the tennis court, these kinds of things. Running miles, then we start to see again the challenge of trying to help these kids, help these families, you know, to prevent injuries. So I'm sure you do a lot of screening. If you're seeing problems, for instance, low extremity problems that are repetitive, what type of screening are you doing? You're looking at the whole body alignment and mechanics regarding, you know, why is the same areas continuing to be a problem?
Yeah, definitely. So let me just bring up a recent patient that, you know, that you find in your wheelhouse too. 15-year-old nationally ranked tennis player, and has a left abdominal rectus abdominis strain and preventing him from serving, and actually had to leave a tournament early and stay out of a later tournament because of this abdominal strain. And so, you know, as part of my screening, I look at his feet, and does he have a flat foot? Is his posterior tibial tendon functioning? Is that tibialis posterior muscle, is that functioning? Is that pliable or not? And in him, you know, I could have told him, you know, my guess was that most likely it was not, and that's what led up the chain to this.
Yes, plus he'd be two steps quicker. You know, it's interesting when you're dealing with these kids and you're dealing with athletes. I always have to ask physicians like yourself, how's your sports psychology skills with the parents and coaches, Dr. Matt?
Yeah. Mine's pretty good with the patient, with the parent. It's can kind of go round and round sometimes. They always want the child to be healed yesterday.
Well, the pressure's on. The overuse injuries we see are physical and mental. Pressure to play. Yeah. Pressure to play hurt. All of these financial pressures. Whether the young kid is hoping to get a scholarship or whatever, or they're living through their mother or father, again, or they are a weekend warrior who's trying to stay out there. And, you know, recovery is such a tremendously important topic. And I'm sure that you're in the middle of all of that when you're dealing with trying to get people better and trying to stay out of trouble, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You just really have to keep your ears open and listen to, you know, what's being said and what's not being said, and get a feel for the situation. You know, is the child's heart really in this, or is it not? You know, and that can certainly help determine how aggressive you're going to be on a specific injury. You know, and so, it's definitely something you have to pay attention to.
Oh, yeah, you know, one of the chapters in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is called Youth Sports and Drugs. Half these kids are taking over-the-counter medicine in order to stay in the game, in order to try to continue to play. And this is a a real big problem in so many areas. And, you know, the idea, even after sometimes, you know, surgical concerns. And so the regenerative medicine's got an awful lot to do with prevention of problems and then trying to calm some of these scenarios down. And the idea of being able to use corrective exercise, you must be very involved with the world of physical therapy and exercise therapy, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. So the vast majority of my patients either come from or go back to a physical therapist or get set up for a physical therapist with a physical therapist for the first time. So absolutely, that's a huge part of the healing process is to get those muscle and tendon units to function properly again and just put them through the right range of motions that they need to go through. So I can help with the tissue healing directly, but it really does take proper physical therapy to take it the rest of the way. And sometimes I see it the other way around. Sometimes I see it where I'm an adjunct or complement the physical therapist, where you know they can get that patient to a certain point and to get them over the hump. Maybe we need to do shockwave, or maybe we need to do a platelet-rich plasma injection, or both. And so so I see it both ways, where you know a lot of times they help me with the patient, and a lot of times a lot of times they can make me look good, and sometimes I can make them look good too.
Absolutely. So it's a tremendous team approach in all these areas, and the idea to have safe, non-side effect methods of dealing with injuries and dealing with soft tissue and joint problems, not relying in our culture, which we're advertised to death with advertisements for pain pills and anti-inflammatories and this kind of pressure. In many instances, is, I think, a huge advantage. Give us again, Dr. Matt, where people can find out more information about the clinic.
Yeah, sure. It's the SMART INST, stands for Institute, the smartinst.com. And we're located in Hinsdale. And we're right off Highway 294 and Ogden Road. So very, very
great.
Convenient, very exciting.
All right, Dr. Matt Vogt, again, regenerative medicine. We'll have him back. Matt, hold on.
Thank you very much.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Everybody knows how the sports podiatrist really takes part in and recommends charity-oriented health and fitness activities. And our new guest, Radoslaw Radziszczak, he is the director of the Wrocław Zoo in Poland. And they have activities to promote health and wellness, and they have an upcoming annual virtual walk run. So, Radoslaw, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hello.
Hello to you. Could you give us some background on yourself and the famous Wrocław Zoo?
Yes, I'm a zoo director right now, but I started as an animal keeper some 40 years ago almost. Now I run a major zoo in Poland that is very strongly involved in conservation of wildlife, not only in a zoo, but also in native countries where the animals live, and they are facing really crises like all in our nature. And our run, wild run, is just to turn attention to this and also to promote a healthy living and also to help financially in our rescue programs, which are scattered all around the world, from Paraguay down to Australia.
The Sports Doctor is a big fan, not only of the health and awareness. You know, we used to always love telling patients and people, go to the zoo, you walk, you're very active, you get very, very involved. But the idea of animal conservation, the idea of the protection of species in our planets, I'm a huge fan. And I congratulate you on those tremendous activities. Is your walk run, is that coming up in early December, Radoslaw?
Yes, it's coming up. Well, usually it was a wild run through the zoo. Actually, we had up to 3,000 people physically running through the zoo for conservation. Due to COVID, unfortunately, we had to turn into the net. It's a virtual wild run, but everyone is most welcome. He can run or she can run anytime she wishes or he wishes, and also this can be a walk or whatever. Any activity that promotes conservation is accepted. Find the details on our webpage or Facebook page, Zoo Wrocław PL, Poland.
Yes, and the Wrocław is W-R-O-C-L-A-W.
Yes.
And
yes,
I understand
it's difficult.
You have millions of people a year visit your zoo.
Yeah,
don't
we
you?
Have almost 2 million of people every year. It's
the
major touristic attraction in Poland.
And how's Poland doing in the world of the pandemic? For example, how are they doing over there? We sure have got our challenges here in the United States. We've made great progress. How are you guys doing?
Well, we had a very good progress. It's now being turned back a little bit. There is a fourth wave developing, but we still vaccinate people quite widely, and this fourth wave is not as dangerous as it was. People refrain from traveling far, so Actually, we benefit from COVID right now. We are not closed. We are open to the public. And people want to go outside. They were locked in for such a long time that they really cherished the possibility to go outside, to have some other experience than the internet and your computer.
You know, if somebody's walking or running through the zoo like you used to have, how long a walk or a run is that to run or walk through the zoo?
Well, if you want to visit the whole zoo, it's about 5 to 6 hours. So it's a good chunk of kilometers. It's about 6 to 8 kilometers if you go the longest way. So it's good for health. And the area is full of trees and nature as well. So it's a very good place to relax and recharge yourself for the coming difficult days.
Now, your run is called the Wild Run Virtual Run Walk for Health Awareness. Is that the title of the event?
Yes, Wild Run is the title of our event. This year, we would like people attending and taking part in this run into a problem of wildlife trade, illegal wildlife trade, and abuse of wildlife in tourism. This is one of the goals of our run, and we support some rescue and rehabilitation centers in Laos and in Indonesia with the money we get.
How are we doing, Radoslaw? How are we doing in the world of species abuse? Like you said, tourism and hunting and et cetera. Is the world making progress?
It depends where. In some parts, yes. But in other parts, it's getting worse. Because in some countries, like African countries, national parks lost the ground, lost the tourism that was a major income for conservation, for protection of animals. Now they are desperately poor, and people turn back to poaching, which is a real, real problem. Because they have to sustain their families, and there are no tourists, there are no people coming and hiring them as guides and as drivers.
People sometimes don't realize the incredible effect that the pandemic has had, you know, on everything, mentally.
And we will find out in the future.
Every guest I have on, Radoslaw, wherever they are in the world and whatever their profession or vocation is, on The Sports Doctor, talks about mental health being such a tremendous challenge for all of us as we're dealing with this. Everybody, when they think of the zoo, I think has a smile on their face. Families, again, when you have memories of again, and thinking about the health and wellness side again of walking and spending that kind of activity physically makes so much sense. It's also a tremendous improvement in your mental health when you're visiting the zoo. Wouldn't you think so?
Oh yes, absolutely. And we have a large group of people who have annual passes. And some of them are coming very early to make some jogging for the zoo. So this is an additional feature of the zoo, that you can make your morning jogging surrounded by animals, by nature, not through the streets or you know, somewhere where it's crowded. So we have about 40,000 annual passes in our zoo. These are people who are coming every couple of days or weeks at most.
How has been the response, Radoslaw, to these kinds of virtual events, the health and awareness events, in some of the different organizations that are looking at your example. How's the response been, especially for such a great cause like conservation of animals? Have you found a lot of cooperation with a lot of organizations around the world?
Well, actually, last year, this year we haven't yet done it, but last year we had people running in Indonesia, on the Philippines, in Vietnam, in Australia, New Zealand, Peru, and other very, very distant destinations. They were participating in this run. And every year, the number of people who does is growing. So we are very, very pleased. And everyone who takes part...
I'm going to have to match you up with my friend, Teresa Powers, who her organization is called Kids Yoga. And there's a Kids Yoga Day, and there's, you know, millions of kids participating from like about 40 or 50 countries. Somehow, it just reminds me of what you're talking about. Have the schools been involved in some of these activities, as going to the zoo and things?
Yeah, we have an education department, and it works directly with schools. And up to 40,000 kids a year are having formal biology, ecology lessons in the zoo. We also run a special campaign in our city, which is a medium size, about 650,000 wild in the city, which is about wild living animals in the city. It is now running for 1 year, and it's mostly to educate people, because the wild animals are coming back to cities. We already have wolves on the outskirts, and people never encountered them before, so they have to learn how to behave in their companion. So our zoo activities are quite widespread.
You know, it's interesting how the idea of a zoo and how some of the changes we've seen over the years in people's attitudes about zoos and all of these types of questions and zoos adapting. We have fantastic in the Chicago here, a couple of fantastic zoos. Again, which have so much in the area of activity, I gotta maybe connect them here with you with the some of these Chicago zoos and some of their
we are in contact with Chicago zoos because we are both members of World Zoo Association, and I know people from Chicago Zoo as well.
Great. I hope they're participating in the activities that are going on. How many different zoos might be involved? Just as a guesstimate in your virtual December 2nd walk run.
At this moment, it's 12 zoos from five countries. There are Czech zoos, there's the Filipino zoo, and Indonesian zoo. So it's growing. We are not yet very, very old as an organization, so
right.
It's growing.
Well, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to talk more about the run and some of the different things with the Raw Claw Zoo director, Radoslaw Radojeziak. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. We're coming to you from Poland. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We are talking with Radoslaw Radoslizak. He is the director of the famous zoo, Poland's Wrocław Zoo, and they're sponsoring of fitness-related virtual run-walk activities. They're tremendous projects for the conservation and the protection of animals and their environments. And we have him coming back. Radoslaw, talk a little bit about the project. I know your colleague, Anna Makarska, and some of the different things, again, you guys are doing together with these projects. Talk a little bit more about your, conservation work.
We are concentrating on lesser known animals, not very charismatic like giant panda or tigers or this kind of stuff. We are picking up equally or more threatened species that are obscure, smaller, lesser known, because they deserve the same attention as the big charismatic ones. So this is our choice. And with small money, we can make bigger difference in protection of such small animals than the bigger ones. So, for example, on Sumatra, there is a small semi-monkey, prosimian, called kukang. It's a loris. It's a kind of small monkey with huge eyes because it's nocturnal. It's rarely seen, but it's very much exploited for photos for tourism. Because they look cute. They look cute. And people want to take pictures. Even Rihanna had one with the loris, which was a very bad thing, really. Those animals are taken from the wild, and they are used and abused. They have canine teeth removed because they can bite, and they are slightly venomous. So, you know, people who are exploiting them.
You know, the abuse is an area. Again, you're an educator. You know, I that's what we do here at the Sports Doctor. We're educators, and awareness is such a major, major factor with some of the things you're talking about. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. Again, in the news was how many species have gone extinct. It's just
it really is
mind-boggling.
The list. Yeah, the list is increasing. It's always longer and longer. Unfortunately, some we haven't yet even named. We know that there was something like this, but we never saw them, and maybe there's one skull in a museum somewhere collected 20, 50 years ago. That's all what we know. But we are also searching for lost animals. We have a project in Vietnam where there's a kind of very primitive deer, which is called mouse deer. Because it's small, it's about 1.5 kilograms. And it was discovered in 1950s, then disappeared. And 3 years ago, due to our funds, we installed camera trap in a small, very small remnant forest in Vietnam. And we found them. We found them after 50 years being considered extinct. They are still there. Very few, maybe 100, maybe 120. We are now getting money to protect them, to pay forest guards to,
and again,
to prevent
these
poaching.
These events with their two great aspects. One, it's healthy, it's wonderful, it's families getting together with these walk-run type of activities. And then there's this tremendous other side, the ability to help support these kinds of things you're doing. I know your colleague, Anna Makarska, what is it, the Dodo? What is the name of that group?
Yeah, our foundation is called Dodo. Dodo was a bird that went extinct. It was eaten by sailors. Effectively, it was an overgrown pigeon of about 6 kilo of body weight, very fat. It was flightless, and it was very easy to kill because they had never seen any predator on Mauritius. When people came, they were so trustworthy. They were coming to people, and they were killed by their hands or piece of stick. So it took only about 50 years, and again,
remarkable.
They will never be back. Extinction
is
forever.
With all of the attention on climate change and the deforestation and the fires and this whole nightmare of our environment and everything that exists in it, I think is also adding tremendous awareness gradually, sometimes begrudgingly, of exactly what you're talking about. You know, these conservation of animals and the abuse and the enhancement of education. I'm hoping, again, as you have more and more children and school kids who come and learn about the role of the zoo and some of these different endless areas of interest, that we would have hope for the future as far as some of these challenges. What do you think there, Radoslaw? Is there hope
there?
Oh,
yes, education. Yes, there is a hope, and, you know, we can only progress if there will be a good education, and even education through running for a post is very important. It provides another dimension and some feeling for conservation, that we do something with sense, not only for ourselves, but also for the smaller brothers, as we call them. So this is a very good combination, and I really think that such actions will become more and more popular, because the conservation is not the major financing thing. You know, the government
are
quite relaxed.
No, you got your work.
Relaxed,
no doubt about it. Join the team of tremendous causes.
And run with us.
This is huge. Yes. How long have you been involved in the world of animals, Radoslaw?
Oh, since my childhood, since I was about 7 years old. I worked in Vietnam, in Indonesia, and the Philippines for conservation. So,
well, we
not
only
in a zoo.
Yes, I got to tell you again, I want to thank you so much, Radoslaw. I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name like you said. And the famous Roquefort Zoo. They can find you. The director of the Radoslaw Zoo, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And I want you to hold on, Radoslaw. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctors In segment. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and check out what the topics were, who the guests were, and listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you will read an array of sports medicine, health, wellness-related topics, whether it's the world of concussions, whether it's what's the best shoe for you, which all these different articles I've participated in, again, with Lower Extremity Review Magazine, Podiatry Management Magazine, and the new and exciting MVP Parent Magazine. You can check out whatever you would like. You want to follow me on Twitter, go to @sportsdoc, DOC Radio. Again, everybody knows how the sports doctor supports charity events, walks, runs, other kinds, biking activity. And if you're interested in some of that participation and support, you can email me, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. We do have some upcoming show guests. We're excited. My colleague, Noah Perlis. Noah is a senior sprinter. This guy has been part of some of the different sprinting racing events over the years, and we'll be excited to have him back. And one of my colleagues, Donna Fatigato, she is a fitness and sports training specialist. She's also an author of some great children's books, and their whole attention to the fitness wellness world. So we're excited about that. Following week, one of podiatry's leading researchers and practitioners, Dr. Bruce Williams, will be returning. And then the interesting Matt Morales, his book, Never Be Poor Again, Some Spiritual Holistic Approaches to Money, will be joining me. A few emails. Joan said, Women in High Heels, your article. You know, Joan, the article has been one of my most popular ones for years. Talks about strengthening the feet and ankles, paying attention to wearing heels all the time, and trying to stay out of trouble, whether it's the jamming of the foot into the ball of the foot, raising the center of gravity, these other kinds of changes. High heels are always going to be here. They've forever been here. So the article is about preparing smarter. The types of heels, The criteria regarding, again, every woman who wears heels should be doing strengthening. Rubber bands, a great way to work those feet and ankles in order to strengthen these areas. So if you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, go to newspaper articles, magazines, you can check that out. Steve says, my 10-year-old son is on a traveling team with soccer 3 times a week. His heels have been bothering him. It's almost the third season already. You know, Steve, it's a common problem. Get them out of the cleats. Put them into a shoe with multiple hubs that don't have those cleats There's a big growth center in the back and bottom of the heel. It's active to 15 years old or even longer with boys, and it's a common aggravator. If it's been persistent, see podiatry. You can solve the problem with proper orthotics when motion is related to that irritation of the growth center. The growth center can be irritated from running and jumping and pounding, but if we've got flat feet, for example, then the rotational forces is an aggravator, so you want to check that out. And Annis is my 14-year-old daughter. She plays serious tennis. She's had shin splints forever. Again, Anna, you want to pay attention to foot mechanics. I have found that about almost 90% of persistent shin problems are foot-related. They're the overpronated, flattening foot, straining that muscle that tries to slow our foot ankles down when we're running and moving. And again, shin splints, Anna, is not a medical diagnosis. You could be dealing with a stress fracture, so you really, really want to make sure that you know what's going on. Is it tendonitis? Is it a biomechanical concern? You know, being in the proper shoe, very, very important. But I can't tell you decades where we've seen the proper custom orthotics solve chronic, quote, shin splint problems. Pat says, my 12-year-old daughter is a figure skater. She's got these Taylor's bunions just like her mother and her grandmother. What can we do about it? My mom was operated on. You know, Pat, in most instances, Taylor's bunion is the enlargement of the bone behind the little toe, kind of the kissing cousin of the bunions, the enlargement bump on the big toe. And sometimes these things can be problematic. They're usually motion aggravated because excessive motion of the foot will cause that bump to be rubbing, and the tissues can get inflamed. In skating, the bootmaker can punch out that prominent area, which is rubbing, and then you want to pay big attention to Pat, to the role of proper orthotics and skates. I've been doing it for decades for precisely these kinds of problems, where if we control the motion, reduce some of the friction on that area, we can do very, very well, especially when it's combined with punching out that particular boot area. This is something that we want to definitely pay attention to. Again, this brings up one of the topics, which is so much of foot type is inherited. You know, my grandmother had bunions, my mother had bunions, and I have bunions, the dislocation, the development of the bump of the big toe. Gee, you know, my grandfather had high arches, my father had high arches, so do I, et cetera. And many, my dad was knock-kneed just like me, etc. So when we see postural history problems, you know, when my first guest today, Dr. Folk, we were talking about some of this wear and tear on these joints from repetitive motion or biomechanical imbalances. How come everybody's knees are being worn out? Many times, again, it's because some of these mechanical contributors, and many times we at least want to look at, are we in the best shoe for us? And are we or our sons and daughters fit properly? I can't tell you, almost 50% of people are not fit properly with their shoes. And commonly it's the width that's a concern. So I find that still alarming. And we tell people all the time, whether you're buying walking or running shoes for yourself or for your son or daughter, you want to make sure that they are being fit properly. You don't assume, especially as we get older into adulthood and even older into our senior years, where we see, gee, you know, I'm size 11 now. I remember in college I was a 9.5 or a 10. You want to be fit properly. So again, another show flies by, everybody. Stay safe. Get vaccinated. Be educated. And we'll catch you next week for another edition of the Sports Doctor. Thank you.